Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Well,
Amen. Do sit down. Just want to add a few further thoughts to what we've heard from Isla. Obviously, Isla's been speaking in terms of the CAP vision, and that's very much part of our outreach here at Christchurch. But we're also thinking this morning just about where that fits with our whole life cycle model, and particularly that theme of evangelism. So just for a few minutes, just want to add to what we've already heard. And one of the things that really struck me from that video was that little part of Bev's story, which was tremendously encouraging, where she spoke about her response to the CAP staff, befrienders and staff, who'd visited her and supported her. She said, "I saw a side of the Father heart of God I'd never seen before. I saw a side of the Father heart of God I'd never seen before." Now, I don't know Bev. I don't know if she was someone who already had faith or whether she was someone who came to faith as a result of her CAP experience. That's not important to me at this time. But what is important to me is that people experience more of the Father heart of God. I was reminded of my own experience many years ago as a teenager when the love and example of others gave me that little extra push needed to get me to commit to Christ. And neither Bev or I, or any of us, I'd imagine, would have moved forward in faith without someone taking the time for us, showing concern, exercising compassion, and speaking up. And our call as God's people, as His church, whether it be through our own personal witness or through the organized activity of the church, is about drawing people to that realization of their need of God and the revelation of His love. This week, as we said, we're thinking about evangelism. CAP's obviously a key part of that and has been here at Christchurch over the past 5 years. But there's plenty of other ways in which we seek to proclaim the good news of Christ within our community. Places where seeds are being sown and nurtured. Alpha, holiday clubs, within the youth work, through baptism prep, in residential homes, through JAM, through Open Church. The list goes on. Jigsaw. But as we think about all of these different activities, perhaps we need to pause and ask ourselves a few questions. Ensure we're on the right track. We've been reminded over recent weeks that over the past few years, the number of people attending Sunday services here at Christchurch has remained relatively static. Those who've tended to come and join us have come from other churches. We haven't seen many people come to faith for themselves here. And so, in a busy church where there's lots of activity, we have to ask ourselves, why aren't we seeing more people come to faith? Maybe we're complacent. The church is pretty full every week, after all. Perhaps we're not prayerful enough. Paul certainly puts prayer as a real priority in Colossians 4 when he says, "Be devoted to prayer, being watchful and thankful." Maybe we're so busy doing other worthy things that in some sense we've lost that evangelistic edge. So one or two of the questions that we may need to ask ourselves are these. First of all, when we think about the activities we're involved in, what is the activity meant to be achieving? And if it isn't, why not? I would say that every Christchurch activity exists for a purpose. And we do well to ask ourselves, what is that purpose? And to what extent is that purpose being met? Are the seeds that we're sowing achieving the expected outcome? And if not, why not? That's not an unspiritual question to ask, because it's a stewardship question. arising out of a heart after God's very best. And that's what we all want, isn't it? God's very best for his community. If we take CAP just as an example, CAP head office is always asking CAP local centres how they're getting on with both leading people to faith and with helping people out of debt. Because if no one's coming to faith and no one's being helped out of debt, questions would have to be asked. It's great to read on the update on the news sheet, halfway down the page, about the recent Befrienders meeting where we put forward the challenge to make September a month of renewed prayer for the clients and the work of CAP with a focus on personal evangelism. Please join with us in passionate praying that many of our clients will find new life and new hope as they discover that Jesus is the Saviour of the world. That is part of refocusing and asking the question, saying, you know, what do we want to see more of? CAP wants to see more people helped out of debt. CAP wants to see more people coming to a living faith in Christ. And we need to be praying to those ends. We ask the questions of the different activities we're involved in and consider areas in which we might need to fine-tune some of the things that are such a vital part of church life. Another example, I love Alpha. Brilliant material. It's impacted many, many lives, including lives here. But we felt recently that actually Alpha isn't quite scratching where people are itching at this time. The courses we've done recently have had relatively low numbers. They've been helpful to those who've attended. But perhaps it's not been the best model just at the moment. So this year, we're pruning Alpha, and we're using something slightly different, a six-week Christian basics course called Puzzling Questions. We'll see how it goes. We're looking at things slightly differently, and we shouldn't be afraid of that. We can so easily get stuck in a rut. I think we also do well to look around us and to see what is growing and what we believe is being effective in drawing people to faith and learning from those things. Asking ourselves, what is growing and why? Where do we see fruit? And how can the lessons of those things be applied to other ministries? There's been great growth in the youth work in recent times. It was fantastic. Thursday evening, there were 20 or so young people in the Quakers Road Hall for the younger youth group. And there were over 20 young people in our front room for the older youth group. Absolutely jam-packed. But still, we want more. We've seen a growing of numbers. We've seen a deepening of faith. And one of the key factors to that is that people have been inviting their friends. Leaders have done their bit, yes, to ensure there's an exciting program. But it's largely the group members who've said to their friends, come and see. Just as Jesus said to his early disciples, come and see. A key aspect of that is that their invitation has come out of relationship. They've invited their school friends very naturally, apparently without worrying about what their friends might think. And we get told that young people always worry what others might think. But perhaps there's a challenge there for us. Something there about developing that culture of invitation where it's natural to invite people to things. People we've got to know as neighbours, as work colleagues, as friends and family members. If any of you have ideas as to, you know, really good invitation events that you believe that some of your friends, neighbours might come to, do make that known. Stepping stones to a person discovering Christ, whether it be low-key social events or more overtly Christian activities like Puzzling Questions or Alpha. Another thing that struck me from the passage in Colossians, and with this I finish, is that phrase that says, make the most of every opportunity. There are masses of opportunities at Christ Church to bear witness to the love of God. We're seeing that within CAP and the work that's going on. We're seeing that in so many different areas of church life. Lots of really positive activities with a real kingdom purpose. There's so much to celebrate. But let's not be afraid to ask the tough questions of groups we're involved in, that they might become even more effective in seeing men and women and boys and girls discover the fullness of life that Christ offers. But others, like Bev, might be able to say, I saw a side of the Father heart of God I'd never seen before. To God be the glory. Amen.